The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at an historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. That's tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
You're listening to the Wealth Insights Podcast with the OCBC Wealth Panel, a show where we discuss wealth management and investment topics with an OCBC Wealth expert to keep you up to date on what makes markets and your money move.
Hi, I'm Elliot Danker, and today we'll be talking about the outlook for Singapore's stock market this year with Carmen Lee, head of OCBC Investment Research. Carmen, the Singapore stock market is something that's close to all of our hearts, investors here in Singapore especially. But yet, right, the local bourse underperformed its peers in the region last year. Looking at this year's situation, with the recovery slowly happening, are you more positive on the outlook?
As you rightly pointed out, the global market gained about 14% in 2020, whilst the STI actually fell 12%. Largely because of the fact that the pandemic led to a lot of strong interest in high-growth sectors, especially companies which are able to digitize their business or bring their businesses online. This year, with the rollout of the vaccine, and the world is actually positioned for a global recovery, and we think that this will be a turnaround year for most of the global economies. In particular, I think there will be interest in some of the value and cyclical stocks. The Singapore market has a very high concentration of value stocks, and with the decline last year and the rotation into value stock, this is actually a very good year for STI, and rightly so if you look at the index since the beginning of this year. The index has already gained almost close to 10%, and this is versus only about 5% for the global market. So you can see that actually this year, the interest is rotating back nicely into the value stocks.
Okay, so this question is really because of my competitive nature, right?
Yes.
Can the STI overtake its peers in the region?
Year to date, so far, actually the STI is one of the best performing markets. So if you look at the rest of the high growth sectors, such as the technology and all that, those are really largely concentrated in the North Asian market. So China, Hong Kong, Korea, in fact, have actually seen very sharp decline for the first quarter of this year, whilst the Singapore market has actually outperformed the peers. But having said that, for the rest of the year, we believe that it still will be a story whereby both the growth and value stock will still be able to benefit from any economic recovery, because the economic recovery is just not going to be focused purely only on the value sector. Even growth sectors will still see some kind of growth. It's just that from last year's high base, growth stocks are now actually feeling a bit of challenges versus decline for value sector last year. So this year is actually a good year for them to see a strong turnaround.
Yeah, and also you see how the government has managed the COVID-19 situation with the phased reopening and phased recovery. We have somewhat kept our borders open for the very important things. It does drive sentiment that maybe this is the place to be.
I think we're quite positive on the global rollout of vaccine. I think in Singapore, especially, the government has actually committed to ensure that almost everybody here in Singapore will be able to get vaccinated soon. And I think with this whole rollout of the vaccine, there will be a lifting of some of the travel restriction as well as movement restriction. And we think that that's actually quite positive for economic growth and activities. And with that, actually, you could possibly see some of the really underappreciated sector in 2020 coming back into play, because last year, the pandemic hit the retail sector very badly. The hotel industry, the tourism, even the aviation, energy, as well as even the banking stock, because these are really sectors that are a bit more vulnerable to the decline in terms of the economic activity. With the rollout of the vaccine, we are actually quite positive that this year, some of these sectors should come back into play. Obviously, I think tourism is still going to take a little bit slower. I think airlines are still going to see a bit of challenges. But having said that, the outlook for the next 24 months is still a lot more positive than a year ago.
Yeah, the sectors that have missed out on last year because of restricted movement in that sense. Though, I mean, talking about vaccine, I mean, you're very positive that the vaccine rollout is going to lead to that economic recovery. Tourism, as you rightly mentioned, is not going to recover. So we have to look at this as a two-pronged approach. It's not just, you know, vaccines, but also keeping your case numbers down in that sense.
Yeah. I think so far, fortunately, case numbers are actually looking quite good here in Singapore. I think we have a very low number. And I think that we most likely will be one of the first few countries that will most likely lift the tourism as well as the movement restriction. As you can see, recently, the government has actually started to lift some of the restriction. And so I think these are some of the very progressive steps that are being taken, not only by Singapore, I think across the region as well. And once that happens, I think we can actually see tourism coming back slowly.
So overall, a positive outlook.
Yes.
I've been speaking with Carmen Lee, head of OCBC Investment Research.
This has been the Wealth Insights Podcast with the OCBC Wealth Panel, brought to you by OCBC Premier Banking.